Hello, everyone. This is Kenneth. I've elected to push back the release of this week's episode to next Monday, June 15th. And the reason for that should be fairly obvious by now. Everyone in the world has seen the protests going on, not only in America, but now all across the world, in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, which our group wholeheartedly supports. I started this podcast because I wanted to create a fun adventure with my friends in the fandom that I love, that is the SCP Foundation, and share it with the world, because I knew we would have a fun time with it, and I was hoping other people would enjoy it as well. I've created a small following. It's modest, but at the same time, I'm still able to reach people with my voice. And because I do have that ability to reach people, I then have the responsibility to not stay silent on issues that matter. And this is a big one that our communities are facing. Not just podcasting, TTRPGs, or the SCP Foundation, but our society as a whole. But specifically, I'm able to help and give what context I'm able and support where I'm able in those communities that I'm a part of. As a straight white male, I recognize that I have a lot of privilege, and I don't have to worry about whether or not my voice is heard because of the color of my skin, my gender, or my identity. And I feel that I then, again, have a responsibility to do more for the people of color, for the women, for the LGBT in our community. I need to do more than I have thus far. If you don't understand why I feel this way, there's many different outlets out there at the moment and people talking about these issues. But if you want to listen to a good one that specifically helps a lot with people who have misunderstandings about what people believe at the moment, and it's directed primarily at white people, and I know that a majority of the people who currently are not understanding are white people. So what I would recommend people go watch and listen to, Emmanuel Acho. He's a sportscaster, I believe. He has a 9.5 minute video called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. He creates an open dialogue in this video, and he very extensively lays out a lot of the issues that we are facing in our society and why the Black Lives Matter movement matters. In the video, he has excellent analogy to show us how blacks have been held back by discrimination and what we need to do to help push them forward in our communities. I highly recommend you go watch the video if you haven't already. That video alone helped put some fire under my ass to start doing more for the communities around me. And the sentiment of needing to do more for the communities around me, that specifically would be TTRPGs, podcasts, and SCP in general. I have seen that sentiment now echoed very strongly in the TTRPG community. Omega Jones, aka Critical Bard, hosted recently the Black AF as fuck, I assume. the Black AF Roundtable this past week with many other Black creators, and they all together did an amazing job of outlining many of the issues that we see in the TTRPG and podcast actual play community. I highly recommend you go watch that if you have not already. I have plans to post any of the resources that I talk about in this break episode in order to help promote the people that I am talking about and help give resources for people to learn as well. During the roundtable, they outlined many different ways for us to improve ourselves and improve the community going forward. A big thing is it is not enough to be racist. You have to be anti-racist. And part of that is not just being anti-racist right now. This needs to be a conversation that continues to happen, that goes forward, not just Black History Month, not just during Pride Month. It needs to be every day, every week of the year, that we are doing a better job of helping to push those who are honestly really, really needing that push. Because there's just too many situations where people have been ignored in our communities and become afraid of even speaking out for fear of that discrimination, just because they're Black, or they're a person of color, or they're LGBT, or even if they're just a woman. It's not right. And I feel like we need a change direly. And what I want to do in order to help promote that change is promoting minority creators, not just the popular ones. It needs to be ones at every level, and helping to push them. And it's not just the ones that you collaborate with normally. It needs to be a cohesive community where we're all pushing each other, and especially pushing the people who need that support more heavily. Me personally, I grew up believing that my voice and opinions did not matter, growing up in the household that I did. And the trauma that I experienced in my life was caused by specific people that I have been able to distance myself from. And I've not allowed them to damage my life any further. But for people of color, for LGBT, for women, the trauma, the fear of discrimination, whether it be in the form of assault, rape, or even death, is daily. And the cause of those fears is not something that you can distance yourself from, like I'm fortunate enough to be able to do. Because those sources are our society, it's the police, it's men, it's heterosexuals, and many other sources that are around you every single day. And it's not just that they're around, it's that you also have on top of that the fear that no one will believe you, no one will come to support you, and no one will even care. And that is awful. That is an awful thing to have to, for anyone to even have to think about, let alone live out every single day. And we need change. We need a dire change. And that's not just in communities outside of podcasting. It's everywhere. We need this change. I mean, I could sit back. We could sit back. We could spend 2 weeks tweeting about different Black and minority creators that need support, and we could go back to our normal lives. But this should not stop here. This should not stop with what we've done so far. And I don't want it to stop. I'm going to continue to do everything I can to push up amazing people of color, women, and LGBT groups and individuals who create amazing content within the TTRPG community, within podcasting, and within the SCP community. And I plan going forward, at the beginning of every single episode that we post, I am going to be plugging somebody. I'm going to be putting a link to somebody who needs that push, who I can help out. It's not about us. It's not about us trying to gain attention by promoting others. It's about those creators, those podcasters, those whatever it may be that may never be found because of the color of their skin, their identity, their gender, whatever it may be. And we need to do more, not just in podcasting, but across the board. I need to hold myself accountable, and I hope that other people will hold me accountable to this initiative as well. I want people to tell me, hey, this is a good thing, and I expect you to do it going forward. And I expect to see these promotions coming from you. And I genuinely want to continue doing this. I want others within these different communities to reach out. And especially I want to hear more from people of color in the SCP community. On the day of recording this, I spent my entire day looking into different people of color and LGBT and women creators within our communities, within podcasting, within TTRPGs. And I found lots of really great resources there, but there's just so few people of color that I am even able to obviously find within the SCP communities, whether it be authors or artists or other podcasters. There's a handful of other SCP-based podcasts out there, and I'm unfortunately not able to find many Black SCP creators to promote. The fear from that I'm not able to find many people is that they have a fear of being a part of the community because there is no one present there that helps them get interest in the community and want to be a part of it. And I want to do my best to help create a community where everybody can feel like they can be a part of it. And I want to encourage more people of color to, if you're a artist or a writer in the SCP community and you'd like your voice to be heard, or if you even want to start podcasting and create an SCP podcast, I would love to be able to give whatever support and promotion of you that I can. I want to encourage this so that we see more people of color, more Black folks within our community be more vocal and feel comfortable and feel like they can be a part of our community. I want to ensure that I'm doing everything I can to make you feel like this is a community where you will be accepted and a community where you will see people like you promoted. So, like I said, I'll be posting on Twitter and a bit of Instagram. I'm not as savvy with Instagram, but on Twitter today especially, I will be posting lots of different minority creators from both the SCP community, podcasts that are not just TTRPGs, but have very good information that you can find as well on current events. And I want to post more about different minority creators within the SCP Foundation community as well. So first thing I'll link is to Emmanuel Acho's video. I'll also link to Critical Bard's page, and then I'll also post to the roundtable that he and several other Black creators within the TTRPG community were a part of. I highly recommend you go and listen to what they have to say. You can tell that all of them have experienced discrimination in some form and have a really good advice for how we can improve going forward. Now I'd like to promote, first off, some of the different creators in my life that have been able to help influence me and have helped push me to hold myself accountable for promoting different creators that need that help. I'd first like to thank the two wonderful ladies who are part of our podcast. First is Jordan. She's the only person of color within our group, and she is a wonderful human being who I very much appreciate for wanting to be a part of our game. And I send much love to her and appreciate her being in my life and being a part of the fun times that we have here. I also want to extend my thanks to Hannah Mullen for doing a amazing job of helping me to make sure that I'm very much holding myself accountable and trying to do as much as she has done for her own community as well. She has done a great job of pushing me, not necessarily actively, but by proxy of wanting to do more. And she leads another podcast, Guild Fellows, and they did a similar thing this past week. They were supposed to have their finale, but instead they pushed it back in order to post a message in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. And it gave Amelia, one of their players, a chance to talk more about her perspective. She is Black, and she was able to give a very moving statement and account of her own perspectives on everything that's going on. And I really appreciate everything that she had to say. You could tell there was a lot of passion behind her words, and she was very informative in everything that she was able to say there. So you can go and listen to what she had to say on there, and maybe go and follow some of the creators that they promoted for this past week as well. They are also doing a good job of pushing forward more creators within the community. In the SCP Foundation community specifically, I know that Dr. Bright, there's no way that they'll hear about this, but Dr. Bright has been, from the very beginning, one of the most obvious examples of LGBT within the SCP Foundation community. In case you weren't aware, Dr. Bright is queer and non-binary. And their creation of the Dr. Bright character in general makes a lot of sense, where it's a medallion that allows them to change bodies. Dr. Bright tends to be a bit gender fluid within the Foundation, and the creator's identity tends to match that a little bit as well. Like I said, I've had trouble finding Black or POC creators within the SCP Foundation community. If you are one, let your information be known to me, and I'll do my best to promote you. I do have some POC folks that I can plug that do some art that I've been able to find. One of them is on Twitter at Idolomantises, or this person is named Quill. He, him is also non-binary, and he has done some really good art that is not SCP, but is Plague Doctor based, which is inherently kind of connected to SCP. But if you like the Plague Doctor and like the mini fandom that generated around it, maybe go check out his artwork. He is the one who designed lesbian Plague Doctor girls that are very adorable. I also found two more artists that have done some SCP work here and there as well. From what I've been able to find, I believe both of them are Brazilian and appear to be good friends, but both of them are queer artists, and they have made several posts related to the SCP Foundation. They both have very good art, so maybe check them out. They are first Robbie. Her tag is at Cafe La Fete, and Ash, their tag is Ash's Phobia. Again, I'll link all these. Probably hard to search them otherwise. Some sites that I've found that I recommend, there's afrobizworld.com. It helps you discover locally owned Black businesses and entrepreneurs. There's also a tabletop mic drop on medium.com for Black voices in the RPG community. Again, I'll link this as well. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, I would like to thank everyone within the SCP Archives community, especially the creators there who were kind enough to help me to find more people to promote. They have given me an excellent list going forward. Specifically in there, I would love to very much thank Tom Rory Parsons, or the incredible Tom Rory Parsons. He does the music and sound design for SCP Archives, in addition to much more audio drama work. In the past week, I listened to a couple of the things that him and his boyfriend produced together. First, there is Organism. It's a 7-part miniseries that features a genderless alien that struggles to understand its world and faces many challenges, and it sort of takes off and is a wild ride. But the other one that I listened to is All's Fair. It is a steampunk time travel dystopian future wild ride adventure that has two different timelines that you can follow along, whether you choose to follow along the time traveler's timeline in that order, or you choose to follow along the time traveler's counterpart that gets to see the time traveler bounce back and forth along his timeline. It addresses some issues that are fairly relevant to what's going on today. I only listened to one of the timelines, but it was overall done very well, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this. So go give that a listen if you'd like. I'd just also like to shout out the entire team of SCP Archives, as well as the folks that make their sister podcast, Creepy. Both of the showrunners for Creepy and SCP Archives have shown a great deal of support for the Black Lives Matter movement going on, and I'm proud to stand along with them. I have hopefully not taken up too much of your time. Whatever time is remaining here that you would normally be listening to our episode, I highly encourage you to go listen to some of the things that I have linked to today, and I hope you all stay safe. If you are doing any sort of protesting, please be very careful out there, wear a mask. And we will have our next episode up in a week. Please continue to hold me accountable for my own words, and I hope to hear from you all very soon. Thank you.